Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
First, I'm going to put you mentally in the game. Hey there, everybody. Welcome to the Who's Number One podcast. I'm your host, Michael Sears, going solo today without my co-host, Chase Smith. Got my guest, Heath Pettigo, calling in, but first, some updates. Some couple big events coming this weekend. We got two live events, just like a lot of weekends lately. We got Fight to Win 146 coming up on Friday night. Andrew Wiltsey versus John Combs. Co-main event is Kyle Tara versus the guy Tuttle, I think, from 10th Planet Austin, Texas. And the main event is Edwin Najmi versus Kay Shanio. Some great stuff coming up there. Also wanted to give you a reminder on some recent updates. ADCC 2021, like we announced a couple weeks ago on the show, going to be on Flow Grappling, of course. All the trials, all eight trials, and at ADCC 2021, September 25th and 26th. Flow Films, we got some... Reed's been hard at work making some exciting flow films. We've got Ronin, the Year of Kenan, the Levi film, the LeAngelo film, the Wrestling versus Grappling one. Stay tuned. There's going to be more Daisy Fresh stuff coming. We'll talk about that in a minute with Heath. Rankings have been updated. Gi rankings have been updated finally. I had to take a lot of people out because they haven't competed in over a year. Some people are crying that, hey, stuff got canceled for Corona. But, hey, stuff was only really canceled for 2 months. I mean, we've had two events a week for the last couple months, and before that you had, what, 8 months or so to compete since Worlds. So if you didn't compete since Worlds 2019, you're out of there. And let's bring in my guest, calling in from Mount Vernon, Illinois, Heath Pettigo. Heath, how's it going, man?
Hey, what's up, guys? Glad to be here, hanging with you guys today. What's going down?
Nothing much, man. I'm excited. We got some more Daisy Fresh guys, some more Pettigo Submission Fighting, not Pettigo Fighting Systems. Pettigo Submission Fighting, guys. How many guys you got on Fight to Win 146 this weekend?
We got five guys this weekend. Andrew Wiltsey, of course, and John Combs in one of the co-main events. That'll be a super kick-ass match. I think everybody's pretty excited about that. And Clay Mayfield, he's one of our brown belts. He's actually fighting for a title in the brown belt. George Valadares, Alejandro Viner, and Jacob Couch, all as purple belts. And we got a little... young thug, blue belt, Jacob Borneman. He's going to come in and get his debut in, so pretty exciting.
That's six guys. You miscounted. You got six guys competing this week.
Oh, yes. That's Illinois math, man. Six
guys. But let's talk. Let's rewind a little bit because a couple weeks ago at Fight to Win, your team made the Fight to Win debut. And let's talk about that experience. We filmed it all. It's going to come out on another episode of Daisy Fresh. It was pretty cool. We drove down in an RV from... Mount Vernon to Dallas, like a 10-hour drive. It was pretty cool. But, yeah, what was the experience like with your guys competing a Fight to Win a couple weeks ago?
I mean, it was really cool. You know, I mean, that was our first one, so we were pretty excited about, you know, like that. You know, and you're always kind of nervous, you know, doing stuff with new organizations and stuff. But, man, like Seth and the Fight to Win crew, like, killed it. It was, you know, it's like it was a perfectly ran event. We were extremely happy with just the event. Not only the way it was ran, but just the way everybody was treated. You know, I think all the guys, even from the kids and the blue belts, are treated like pros. So I think I think it was a really great event, man. We were really, really excited about, being able to be a part of that and, now being able to be a part of them in the future. So it's definitely one of my favorite things that we've done.
What you went 6-0, 7-0? What was the team's results there?
We had seven guys going. We went 7-0, so it was a pretty it was a pretty good, man. Pretty killer. I don't think it could have went too much better. You know, like you said, we took the RV down and filmed the Daisy Fresh episode 3 And man, I don't know. It was pretty cool, dude. It was like there's a lot of badass stuff. I think it's going to be just as good as the first two. So we're pretty excited about that.
Yeah, I feel like your team fits in perfectly for Fight to Win Rules compared to a lot of other teams as well, because you guys aren't the team that's like in practice, like thinking about and strategizing in practice, like how to win by an advantage or how to, you know, get away with stalling. Like you see that in gyms. And you guys are the type of gym where you guys are going for the kill all day long. How do you feel your guys stack up and fight to win in the submission only rules?
I think it's great. You know what I mean? It's like you just said, we just kind of redline it all the time. So it's like the guys are constantly going for, going for submissions the whole time. And like, you know, you can slam too. So that's a major thing. The guys are kind of like usually from wrestling backgrounds, being from the Midwest, you know, they're a little rougher. So I think they like to get it in and kind of do that. So I think the rules are really cool. You know what I mean? It's like, it's definitely something different that pushes the action. You know what I mean? Instead of, you know, guys just getting on top and kind of, you know, just staying in positions and kind of being lazy. So I think it's pretty badass, and it fits to our skill set pretty solid, I think.
Obviously, the big story of the first stage of Fresh Films was Andrew getting his black belt at the end. Spoiler alert if you haven't seen it. But he made his black belt debut at that Fight to Win. What was the experience like for you?
I was really nervous, man. It was almost like I'm competing all over again. And he was really nervous, too. You could see in the match. You know, we're really thankful for Isaiah because Andrew went through like five or six opponents. You know, the list started out and it was like, okay, these are the guys. It's probably going to be one of these guys. And then it kind of kept getting narrowed down to like four guys, three guys, two guys. And then luckily for us, Isaiah was like cool enough to step up and, you know, come and do that. And he's a really seasoned dude, you know. So I think, you know, his game plan was kind of just, hey, let me get this heel hook, a good heel hook attempt that's like close, you know, and get the 5 points. And then as long as I don't get submitted the rest of the time, I think I can be solid. And I think Andrew was a little, you know what I mean? Like, I think he was a little nervous going into it. And he was got started a little bit slow. But, you know, once he gets going, man, he starts passing and moving. He's a tank, man. And he just starts buzzsawing through there. And then, you know, as soon as he passed, I think it was about 30 seconds. He got on the back and, like I said, Isaiah was a great opponent, though, man. We really appreciate him and Seth for hooking that up and allowing us to you know, like, debut on that show, man. It was, like, a really memorable experience for us. And the fact that Flo caught it, you know, when it's going to be the third episode is really super cool, man.
Yeah, not everybody knows about Andrew. He's somebody we've been talking about for a while, but, I mean, not everybody follows the color belts like we do, right? So for people who he has his biggest match yet. He's got a ranked opponent, ranked Nogi opponent. John Combs, I think, is ranked 14 or 15. So, I mean, this would obviously be a big win for him. He's ADCC vet, ADCC trials winner. Why don't you describe Andrew as a competitor a little bit for people going into this match with Sean?
I mean, so Andrew's like really the perfect example of what, when you think of somebody, a jiu-jitsu guy, he's like a really like, you know, quiet individual that's like, sometimes, you know, people just don't know that they're athletic. You know what I mean? They got to kind of break out of their shell. You know, it's like, he's into like, you know, like anime and like he reads books and stuff like that. So getting him to, you know, using jiu-jitsu to break him out of his shell and realize that he had a lot of athletic ability, you know what I mean? It was like I said, he's a perfect example for that, you know, for like coaches and stuff. But as a competitor, man, he came onto the scene. He was a Panzan Worlds champ at white, blue, purple, and brown, gi and no gi and all of those too. So, I mean, he's came up through the ranks. But, you know, black belt is the new that's it's like starting over at white belt. Though again, man, like you said, John Combs, I believe he was actually even ranked in the top 10 at some point. He has some huge submission wins over like Isaac, you know, a couple black belt world
Tanoko
champions.
He's guillotine Tanoko.
Yeah, Tanoko, some great guys. And like you said, he was an ADCC qualifiers champ. And, you know, even at ADC, he had a great showing, man. So he's a really, really seasoned competitor. So, I mean, you know, I hate when people say it's a win-win. But, you know, in this situation, if there ever is one, I mean, for Andrew, it's like you know what I mean? It's because you always want to win. You know, you don't go with anything expecting to like you not do well. But I mean, I think it's a solid match, and I think Andrew's going to come up on top and push the pace. You know, of course, John's known for guillotines. You know, it's not like secret. You know, he guillotines people from everywhere. He's never out of the match. He could be down 50 points, and he could still come back and get a submission. You know, and he's a lot like Wiltsy. You know, they're kind of like, you know, similar in a lot of ways. They're built similar. You know what I mean? And kind of like kind of that compact style. So. Good wrestlers. I think it'll be good, man. I think it's going to be a killer match.
I remember sitting with you years ago at Chicago Open when Andrew was, he would just go there and get quadruple gold every time, and Josh Hanger would do the same at Black Belt. We would be wondering, like, man, I wonder how Andrew would do against Josh, right? Like, how does it feel to be seeing him? Like, now he's got a match against a big name Black Belt, against a known Black Belt, and it's the next level. How does that feel for you?
It's really great for me, man. You know, it's like that old saying, you know, you just keep grinding until your rivals or these guys heroes, you know what I mean? They've looked up to these guys, and they've when you watch Black Belt matches, these are the guys that you think about one day maybe going against, or you're like, you know, being like them. So when you step out there on the mat with them, it's like, you know, it's almost kind of like that you've made it, you know, you made it to the party. So for me as his coach, I'm really excited for him, you know, it's for him to be, like I said, you know, you go through the colored belts, and a lot of people, you know, kind of cut that down, you know, a lot of people that are out there in the world, they don't realize what it means to win a purple belt world championship or a brown belt world championship, you know,
for sure.
And they don't realize that some of these kids that do this, I mean, you can watch the kids that are the juvenile blue belts, and these kids are going to, a lot of them are going to be the next black belt world champions. You know what I mean? And a lot of people, you know, they struggle accepting that, but dude, it's nothing to do with the old generation. It's just the younger generation that's coming up. And it's just like every sport, man, you know, they excel so fast. They're bigger, stronger, faster. You know, it's just the work ethic is the only thing that remains the same. You know what I mean? But the sport just grows and it evolves. And, you know, being a part of that and looking across and seeing these guys, even me myself, I've idolized and watched and scouted, you know, and been a fan of. It's really exciting for me to get to do that as well. So I know that Andrew's stoked, man. He actually doesn't watch any video, so like he hasn't even seen John, or probably doesn't even know who he is. I know that sounds bad. John's an amazing competitor, but Andrew just doesn't really watch tape or do anything, man. You know, he just kind of trains and read books. We say that all the time. You know, it sounds like a broken record, but that's just kind of what the guy does. You know what I mean? I tell him all the time, you got to watch video on these guys, man. And he just likes to just get out there and, you know, kind of just scrap.
Yeah. What would you say some of John's strengths are, and what do you think Andrew's path to victory is? What do you think Andrew's got to do to get this W?
I mean, I would like for Andrew to wrestle him down the whole time. I mean, in all of Wiltsy's dubs, he's wonderful from top and bottom, man. But when he's on top, obviously, I'd prefer to see him on top. I think that the wrestling is going to be really, really close. I think that Andrew's wrestling surprises a lot of people. He doesn't have a lot of he doesn't have any experience at like even a high school level. You know, all the wrestling that he's learned has been in the room from the guys in the gym, you know. So I think that it's going to be a really close wrestling match. And, you know, I think the plan is just put John on his back. And I think once he's on his back, I think that Andrew can pretty much mow him down. And I think that he'll pressure him so much, and he'll put the heat on him. And then I think he'll, you know, the pressure makes the diamond. I think he'll fold, and I think he'll get on the back and get the, you know, the rear naked choke. So that's kind of the plan. Obviously, he has to watch out for, like I said, John can guillotine from anywhere, man. It's not just from shots or wrestling up from the bottom. You know, he's a very dangerous guy, and he's really skilled, man. You know, it's not just guillotines. He's solid. You know, he has other submission wins too. And I think sometimes you can be so scared of something. It's like, you know, some guys are so afraid of leg locks. You know, it's like the Caltera match that's coming up. I think the guy from 10th Planet's kind of relatively unknown to everyone who's not in the 10th Planet world. You know what I mean? But look,
yeah.
You can never count these guys out. You know what I mean? It's like if you're afraid to be leg locked, you know, when you're afraid of something, that's the first thing that always happens. You know, it seems like the guys are so worried about getting leg locked that actually ends up happening to them. So, you know, I just think that with the key with Wiltsy to win is just taking it after John, you know, and respecting the guillotine, but fuck it. Just, you know, not respecting it at the same time.
Yeah, that's interesting that you would say wrestling is the route. If I was going against John Combs, I'd try to stay the hell away from wrestling because that's his home run right there, right? That's his
he's killer, man.
That's his knockout shot. But yeah, what do you think? You talked a little bit about the actually before we get into the other match, let's talk about your other guys that are on the card. Let's move our way up. You got Jacob Bornemann competing. He's making his Fight to Win debut. He didn't do it a couple weeks. Talk a little bit about Jacob.
So Jacob, yeah, he moved in with us in the gym when he was 16, while we were still going to high school, and he moved down. You know, he was having a little trouble at school. He's from a real small farm town. So he came in as a white belt, and he won the Pans and won the Worlds. And at Blue, I'd given him his blue belt, and then he was a silver medalist at the No-Gi Pans. I think he'd had his blue belt for about 5 days or 6 days. So we were kind of struggling to get that card signed. Finally, the IBJJF signed it at the last minute, and he was able to compete. He's a great competitor, man. It's like, I think he's someone that would be a great match for the younger Tackett kid, like later down the road. He's a blue belt. You know, he's still got about a year and a half of blue belt, but he's super aggressive, man. So everybody that's going to watch the show, make sure you check him out, dude. He's like slamming all the time and just being wild. He's a super crazy wild kid. In the Daisy Fresh video, there's actually a in the highlight, there's actually someone like ramping the truck over the road with the top cut off. That's actually
Champ. Yeah.
He's like he's a super wild kid, man, and his grappling is just like that. He gets like into the most wild positions. You know, he'll be like upside down mount and doing backflips and all kinds of stuff. So he's like really, really awesome to watch. He'll be fun.
Also, you got George Valadares. George won by, he was heavily featured in the Daisy Fresh film series. He won by submission by a heel hook at the last time you guys did Fight to Win, in his Fight to Win debut. Talk about George a little bit, about this matchup.
Yeah, so George's matchup, George won by heel hook in the last Fight to Win a couple weeks ago. And, man, he's really solid. George is really great, man. He's kind of flown under the radar at Purple Belt because at No Gi Pans, the first round, he had Pedro Merlin, who actually won the Open at No Gi Worlds. And the first round at No Gi Worlds, he had Matias Rodriguez, who got his brown belt today, actually. And so he had both of those guys, and I believe lost to both of them by advantages. So it's like, he's right there with those guys, but it was just, how the draw goes sometimes, man. The guy who loses the first round could win the whole shit, you know what I mean? So he's kind of flown under the radar and hasn't got to knock it out of the park yet. But, I mean, I think he's going to really step it onto the scene, and you're going to start really seeing him tear it up, man. He's amazing. His wrestling's really coming a long way, and he's, like I said, his passing is solid. He's really great with the leg lock game, man. So, I mean, anyone who mixes it up, I think he can go toe-to-toe pretty much with anyone leg lock-wise. He's really solid. And that's a big surprise, I think, for everybody. I think everybody kind of thought, like, that maybe we were just scrappers and they didn't realize that we had maybe the leg lock knowledge. A lot of our guys won by heel hook in the last show. I think people were kind of surprised at that.
Yeah. Speaking of which, another guy that won by heel hook, Jacob Couch. He wasn't around when we shot the Daisy Fresh, but I think when the next one comes out, he's going to be a fan favorite. I mean, this is the Hillbilly Hammer, Mr. Biscuits and Gravy himself. Very charismatic guy, yeah. And also very, very good competitor. Talk about Jacob a little bit.
Yeah, so Jacob, like you said, he's a killer, man. Jacob was a No Gi World champion at Blue Belt. And then he, this last year at No Gi Worlds, he was a silver medalist in the Open. He lost Pedro Merlin by the in the finals. That man, he's really solid. The last Fight to Win, he won by heel hook. He had a really solid competitor too. The guy had won a ton of IBJJF tournaments, a lot of local No Gi stuff there in Texas. And this time, I believe he's going against Cam Padilla, who's also kind of in Texas. He's a solid wrestler. He's done some wrestling clinics, and I think he's really tough, man. He's a pretty seasoned competitor. So I think, Couch is from a place in Kentucky, Hazard, Kentucky. It's like a really, really mountain, old coal mining town, you know. So Jacob kind of represents the Midwest of, small towns and just people who kind of came from nothing, you know what I mean? He's a really, really hard worker. And if, you could see, he's kind of made a joke about, growing up in the trailer park and being the, all that stuff. But, I'm really proud of him because he came a really, really long way. Once you see like the conditions that he was raised in, where he's made it now, it's kind of like the kids that come over from Brazil. Everyone's really happy for them. They get out of the favela. It's kind of, people don't realize that still happens here in the United States. You know what I mean? Just because it's not the favela doesn't mean, the conditions are always the best. So he's from a really, really, really tough place, man, and he's killing it, dude. I think he's going to really, really turn some huge heads, man, and get some really, really big wins when we get him matched up with some of these top guys, here in the next few months. I think people are going to see.
Also, you got Dro, Alejandro Viner, another guy heavily featured in the Daisy Fresh series. His name looks like Wagner or something, or Wagner, yeah, but it's Viner. Yeah, talk about Alejandro.
So Alejandro, like you said, actually pronounced Viner, but he takes it however he gets it now, I guess. Alejandro got, he's got this killer duck under, man. He's actually, I've actually seen the guy wrestling with Bo Nickel before, and they've been wrestling live. I actually seen Alejandro duck Bo. Of course, after that, he gave him a vicious beat, you know what I mean? But still, the guy has his takedown abilities, man, are just really, really great, dude. And he's a major, major help for our team and raising
the level. He hit a nice throw. Nice throw in the last Fight to Win.
He had a huge throw, man. I saw that too. It had like a quarter of a million views, and it was like being shared all over, man. Yeah, it was really, really great, man. He's he's really, really capable of, like I said, taking down anybody, you know, if the situation's there. Like I said, he has the skills to do that, man. So, he has a match this weekend as well. And I think you're actually going to see him win from the bottom this time. I'm going to throw that out there and mix it up for you guys. I think we've been working on some different stuff. So I think we're going to turn that upside down on everybody and kind of mix it up and, you know,
all right.
A little shock out there.
Yeah, Alejandro is known for his takedowns. Hits a duck under almost every match. Obviously hit that throw last time. You're saying he might play a little guard work this time. Who else you got? Clay Mayfield.
Fight
for a title.
He's fighting for the title, and I actually don't remember the guy's name off the top of my head, but he's had some killer. I think he's a silver medalist at the bronze medalist at the Worlds, I believe. At purple, he lost.
I'll look it up right now.
Jansen Gomez, I believe, is who that he lost to. But, you know, he's a really, really seasoned competitor, man. I think he won a Europeans title and several, Europe and Asian titles. He's really seasoned, man, and competed a lot. So he's it's going to be a really, really killer match, you know. Like I said, man, Clay is like the upset king. You know, he just had a pretty big win against Eduardo Roca and some other really, really good guys. And, you know, the fight to win rules are the perfect
example. Xavier Silva.
Xavier Silva, that's it. So the fight to win rules are the perfect rules for guys like Clay, man, because it's like he just goes for submission the entire time. You know, he's never trying to win by points or, you know, bullshit or hang on. He never stops trying to win. You know, in coaching the guys, I tell them, look, the second that you stop trying to win and you start trying not to lose, that's when you lose. You know, you're up an advantage and you keep holding on, and that's how guys get beat. You know, and Clay is like never guilty of that. He's constantly like pushing the action and going for submission after submission after submission. So this guy, man, can literally catch anybody. So I think it's going to be killer. I mean, you can literally match the guy against anybody, man. He's going to come out and, like, perform. He had a big win in the last fight to win. He won by actually ref decision. He had the rear naked choke locked in at the last second there, and he got the unanimous decision. So, he's the other brown belt that's on the card.
I think we covered all of them, right? Because we already talked about Andrew for a little while.
Yep.
How they getting down there this week? Are they riding the RV? What are they doing?
So they're actually not. We didn't get to have the RV. So like last week, all the guys went and they competed at a local tournament. They've been winning those big checks. You know, everybody's been having those tournaments like locally where they get the Happy Gilmore checks. So the guys have been going around and they got a big stack of them in the RV.
The big check might cost more than the money that it's worth sometimes.
Yeah. Sometimes they're pretty proud of them though, man. You know, they take them in the gas station.
The Happy Gilmore checks.
Yeah. No doubt. But they took it down. The guy who actually owns it, he's from Florida. Jess is his name, and he can't make it this weekend. You know, at this point, almost kind of last minute. You know, just only had about 10 days notice on it. So we weren't able to do it. So they just we're just jumping down and driving. It's only about a 14-hour drive, so it's not that bad. You know, we just jump in and knock it out in a day and get there and kick
for sure. Hopefully the team goes undefeated again. We get to go get some victory panned out in Austin, Texas. Just a few minutes left. I want to hear some of your thoughts. Just quick predictions on the main matches. What do you think about Kyle Tara versus Gabe Tuttle?
So you know what? I'm just going to go on a limb. Obviously, Kyle Tara can never be counted down or out, man. The guy's like 10 times, champion. And obviously, he's... can be considered one of the greatest of all time. But, you know, I'm going to go with the upset of this. I'm going to go with Tuttle just because I think he's going to get in on the legs. And, I don't know that Cal's going to be ready for that. So I'm just going to go and I'm going to just call for the upset, man. Live with the young guys on this one.
Yeah, Kyle likes heel hooks, though, too. He's got heel hook wins and fight to win. All right, let me think the main event, Edwin Najmi versus Caixinho. What do you think about this one?
Well, man, you know, it's like Edwin always brings it, and Caixinho is just a solid competitor, man. The guy basically has wins against everybody, you know, even on Fight to Win. You know, he's kind of the guy that I think everybody never kind of, you know, you just can't ever count him out, dude. He's just such a solid competitor, man, and he's so good from every position. But, you know, I'm going to go with Edwin on this one. I like Edwin, and I think with Jonathan Gracie, he kind of got stalled out, and he didn't really get to, put everything out there that he had like in the gas tank. And this time I think he's going to come and just bring it and like throw it all down. And I think he's going to catch Caixinho in the win. I think he's going to go Edwin by triangle on this one. I think he's going to catch him and just, you know, kind of take it to him the whole time.
All right. And then what about Saturday night? I don't know if you've seen the bracket for Third Coast. They have a really great Nogi bracket going on. You got one side, you got Hulk and Felipe Andrew, and then Gabriel Almeida and Guilherme Augusto. The other side, you have Roberto versus Nicky Rod and Cyborg versus Arnaldo Maidana. Who do you think comes out of that thing?
Man, you know, the obviously the most exciting match, you know, well, for me is like the Nicky Rod and Roberto Jimenez match. I think that's obviously just like completely fireworks. And it's like, you know, Roberto's just, man, this kid, he's so amazing, dude. He just steps up every weekend, win or lose, you know, no bullshit, no excuses. It's like, you know, when he loses, he doesn't say anything. And next weekend, he's just right back at it. The weight class doesn't matter. The tournament doesn't matter. He's just there kind of getting it in. You know what I mean? So everybody has to be a fan of that. And, of course, Nicky's a killer, man. You know, and, you know, his coach Jay, those guys are always ready. And they seem like, they're you know, I think it's kind of one of those things where people think that Nicky's just this kind of like athletic dude. You know what I mean? I don't think they realize how much game planning goes into this stuff. And, you know, I think he kind of plays the – you know, he plays the role as just kind of like, oh, yeah, super athlete, you know, good wrestler from New Jersey. But I think really the guy's got a really killer game plan all the time. He's really good at executing the plan and keeping the match where he wants to keep the match and scrambling out of really bad position. So, man, I'm just excited about that one as a fan in general, just getting to, like, watch it. I'm really, really excited. I think that I think on the other side of the bracket that the Hulk is going to make it to the finals. And who did you say is on the other side?
And on Hulk's side or Nicky Rod's side?
On Hulk's side.
It's Guilherme Augusto from Alliance and Gabriel Almeida. I think Hulk goes to the finals there. He's got to be the favorite.
I think Hulk's going to go to the finals there, man. He's great, especially in that rule set, man. He's so hard to submit, especially if the guys don't have to wear their shirts, man. He's one of them slippery, strong, killer type guys. You know, he just seems like so. You don't even really see the guy in like bad positions ever. You know what I mean? Even when he was with Gordon, he wasn't in. Gordon puts everybody in bad positions, but you know, he's just really, really great. You know, maintaining well. So, man, I think it's either going to be a Nicky or Roberto and in the finals against the Hulk, man. And I'm just excited as a fan, like I said, to see that, man. I think
it'd be awesome.
I'm so glad that they put that match up first, man. Just for us as fans, man, it's going to be
fun. Yeah, it's going to be fun. All right, Heath, thanks so much for calling in. I'll see you tomorrow when you fly into Austin, man. Good luck with everything.
Sounds good. Well, thanks for having us, guys. Make sure you watch Fight to Win Friday. It's going to be some killer stuff on there. Don't miss it.
I think 8 Eastern.
Yep, whatever Michael Sears said, do that. And then Saturday night, CG's
Third
going
Coast
on.
Kumite.
Check that out, man. Third Coast Kumite, man. Plus, they got the kids doing the Royal Rumble. I don't know what that's about, but I actually got a girl that's going down to do that. She's the only girl in the whole tournament, so Sun Yoon, kick ass. Thanks for having me, guys. I appreciate you. Flow Grappling. Talk to you guys later.
All right. Talk to you later, Heath.